Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I've been talking to you about, for some time now, really several years. I've been periodically, sometimes more than others, trying to help you get focused on this thing that's happening in the marketplace right now, even as we speak. This never happened before in 10,000 years of the marketplace. We're in the middle of a paradigm shift. A true, you know, you hear that term used a lot, and maybe it's misused, but in this case, I'm not misusing it. In fact, this may be the most dramatic example of a paradigm shift, because you are the three major elements of your relationship with customers, product information and buying decision, those elements have shifted around to where you no longer have control of most of those elements. The customer does. As you remember, I've identified this shift as a marketplace transition from the original age to the new one. The 10,000-year-old age of the seller, where you and I had more control over the relationship for 10,000 years, is being replaced, is being overridden, is being subducted by what I've called the age of the customer. And as this shift plays out, I've identified two kinds of businesses, two types of sellers that are going to be prominent, that are prominent in this period of time, this transition, as the age of the seller dies and as the age of the customer emerges. Eventually, we won't be in parallel universes. There'll just be one. There'll just be the age of the customer. But for now, for the time being, there still are both in parallel universes, and this is creating these two sellers, the hidebound seller and the visionary seller. So let's talk about the hidebound sellers. These companies are so invested. Now think about this. I want you to, as I talk about these, as I identify them and identify the elements of each, the sort of the markers of each one of them, I want you to imagine, I want you to be honest with yourself. Is that like I am? Am I like that? Do we do that? So these companies are so invested and entrenched in the old order of control, where you had control of the product and the information. You are so invested in that old order of control that you deny the reality in front of you. And these hidebound sellers can be identified by markers that are like this. Misplaced frustration. As performance goals get harder to accomplish, frustration makes those who deny the new realities think their pain is caused by failure to execute. Their frustration is misplaced. Bad strategies. We've known for a long time that armies prepare for the next war by training for the last one, right? So it is with hidebound sellers, because not only do age of the customer influences make them think they're being attacked, but they persist in using age of the seller countermeasures. Destructive pressure. Convinced of execution failure, pressure brought to bear by management, that's you, results in an employee casualty list instead of a growing customer list. And finally, for the hidebound, equity erosion. Defiance in the face of overwhelming evidence sustains the deniers until they run out of their equity and access to credit. They run out of customers that will allow them to do business with them the old way, and eventually it erodes their equity and their access to credit, and then they fail. That's what hidebound sellers, my friends, are they're the dinosaurs. I'm going to say that again in a minute, but they're the dinosaurs waiting to happen. Visionary sellers. Are you a visionary seller? These companies are adjusting their plans to conform to the new reality of more control by customers, customers having more control. Visionary sellers look like this: acceptance. They accept that the customer is now in control, and they make relevant adjustments to this reality. They accept that the customer is now in control. They have a modern workforce. They hire and train their sales force to serve increasingly informed and empowered customers. They adopt technology, visionary sellers do. They offer technology options that allow customers to find, connect, and do business with you using their preferences. What does that look like? That could be, one thing would be a mobile site where your website conforms to a mobile screen. When they go to your website, or they look for your URL, your website on their smartphones. That's an example of technology. Relevance over competitiveness. Visionary sellers recognize that while being competitive is still important, today being competitive is merely table stakes and is being replaced in customer priority by the new coin of the realm, which is relevance. So you got hidebound sellers. They're frustrated and they don't know why. They're still using bad strategies that don't work anymore. They put pressure on the employees to perform because they are thinking that that's what's wrong, and all they're doing is hurting their employees and not helping their customers. And they finally just keep denying until they erode their equity and their credit lines. I've seen this many, many times. And then the visionary sellers, they accept what's happening. They make sure their sales force is trained to empower them to help an empowered customer, I should say. They use technology as much as they can. And they realize that being competitive is no longer the coin of the realm. You still have to be competitive in the age of the customer, my friends. But the decision of whether to do business with you is increasingly made above that level, above competitiveness, at the relevance level. In the age of the customer, hidebound sellers are dinosaurs waiting for extinction. It's just a matter of time. Visionary sellers are finding success by orienting operations and strategies around a more informed and empowered customer. So, what's the verdict, my friends? What's the answer? Are you hidebound or are you visionary? Well, here's the good news. If you think you might be hidebound, you still have time to become visionary. So, if you want to know more about this, by the way, check out ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.